Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf ches, and we're holding 5-6 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins, Omar Mar. And this is really a repeat and expansion of the Braisa that we learned yesterday. And that Braisa began on Zayin Amud Beis, about a quarter from the top of the Amud. First, the Gemara quoted from our Mishnah, where it reminded us about the Soir HaNase Befnim. What is the Soir HaNase Befnim? Remember, every Yom Kodosh, there were three Seirim altogether. The two famous ones that we lay in this week's Parsha, the Soir LaShem and the Soir LaAzazel, that were determined based on a Goyrol. The Soir LaShem was a Korban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but different than all other Kavanos, that it was done Bifnim. Bifnim means that the Hazoy Saddam wasn't done, or the Zrika Saddam wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, but rather the Hadois were done, number one, Lefnai V'Lefnim, inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, in front of the Oroim. Then the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he did further Hazois on the Paroiches. If you're wondering how it was Achas, Achas V'Yachas, Achas V'Shtayim, Kim Matzliv, and then he did some end hazois on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then whatever Shirayim was poured out on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. So that's called the Sora Nasa Bifnim. And yeah, the Sora LaZazel, which of course was sent out to its final destination. And then there was a third Sora, which is not mentioned in this week's Parsha, and that's the Sora which is mentioned in Parsha's Pinchas, like all the other Seirim that were brought on the Regalim, on the Yom Tovim, including Rosh Hashanah, the Shalosh Regalim, also on Yom Kippur. And that was a normal Sar, normal in the sense that it was done and prepared, and the Zrika and everything else was done b'chitzayim in the Azara, as you would normally find a regular carbon.
The two Zerim for Asael and Hashem, they did it only in Yom Kippur, no?
The Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazoza were only in Yom Kippur, only once a year. Absolutely correct. And then the soil, which was brought b'chitzayim, a similar soil was brought throughout the year, meaning on the Yom Tovim, but of course the one that was brought on Yom Kippur was only brought on Yom Kippur. Now what was the purpose of each one of these karbanos? So, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, that yesh bo yediyah b'tchila, people knew, in other words, any person that became tamei knew that he became tamei, and unfortunately erred by going and eating kodshim, or going to the Beis HaMikdash, the Helim, without realizing that he was Tomei at the time. And then subsequent to that, the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof, after this occurred, he didn't know that this happened. He forgot about the whole thing, totally deleted from his memory bank, Gunish. Because had he remembered post the Helim, if there would have been a Yediyah B'Tchila, Helim, and Yediyah B'Sof, he would have to bring a carbon
all
of the Yorei. But unfortunately, he didn't remember subsequently. So he's not going to bring this carbon. So what's going to happen in the meantime? So said our Mishnah, Klal Yisrael brings the Soir HaNasa Bifnim, that's the Soir LaShem, and that is Tola. Tola means that we give him an extension, a suspended sentence, so to speak. Since he doesn't remember, how is he going to go and bring a carbon? Says the Mishnah, Achi Avoda, hopefully Emet Hashem, eventually, from the deep recesses of his memory bank, he's going to remember, Oy Vavoy. And when that happens, then the Tola of the Sura Nasr Bifnim ends, and he has now a reignited, recharged Chiev to go and bring the carbon Oy Leviyot. What's the purpose of this Sli of giving the extension? It's going to be protection. And what I was going to say on the base, lahogin olav min hayisurin, to go and protect him from any yisurim that he should have gotten because of the fact that he ate kodshim betumah, or he went to the base of midrash betumah, but he didn't remember to bring a carbon. So Hashem protects him by giving him this carbon that is megim min hayisurin. We're going to talk about that towards the end of this year. But in the meantime, the braisa began. Again, we're looking at 6-7 lines from the top of the Yomid, Tana Rabbanan, a pasuk in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Achrim Mois, dealing with the bringing of those karbanos. Tana Rabbanan, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael. Oh, this soir, hanas b'fnim, the pasuk says it will be mechaper, it will atone for the tumas of Klal Yisrael. Now, what tumas are we referring to? We know that the answer is going to be the tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, the yediyah b'tchila, ein ba yediyah b'sof. But to get to that sof, the Gemara goes through a number of other acrobatics as to maybe it's on this and maybe it's on that and maybe it's on this and maybe it's on that. So, starting off, we'll just take a quick look at the Braisa at the top, and then we'll jump down to the bottom, and you'll see that the Gemara is quoting the Braisa word for word, and then amplify. Let's turn to the bottom. V'chipra la koidish, this sword hanasa b'fnim gives you atonement for koidish. Mitumas b'nei Yisrael from the tumas. Yeshli be'inyan zeh lehovi sholesh tumas. I can think of, at the very least, three tumas of Klal Yisrael, unrelated to what we normally think of as tumas. Tumas avodah zarah, tumas gili aroyes, tumas shvichas damim. And therefore, that's what I might have thought. K'mash v'lan says, you want to know, that's not what this Sur Hanasa B'fnim does. So, let's go now down to the bottom of the Amid, six lines to the bottom. Omamar, yeshli b'inyan zeh lehovi. Since we're talking about the Chipra l'kodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael, I can think of off the top of my head, Gimel tumais. Which one? Tumas avodah zarah, tumas gili aroyes, tumas shvichas damim. Now, why did I think that these are called tumais? The Gemara already quoted psukim for each one yesterday. For those of you that don't recall or don't believe it, go back to the Gemara yesterday. Avodah zarah hu oimer. See, the Gemara quotes three psukim. The first one by avodah zarah, leman tamei es mikdashi. This pasuk is a pasuk by a person that brings mizaroi lamoylech. It's number 4 of the Torah or Hashalem. Our Gemara considers that to be yet another form of avodah zarah. So you see, there's a lashon tumah associated with avodah zarah. By gili aroyes is also a lashon of tumah. Again, a lashon of tumah. Finally, b'shvichas damim it says. Don't allow for tumas Eretz Yisrael, even the world, with nebuch shvichas. So therefore, the word tumah is used in each one of those cases. So therefore, there would be a hava minah, says the Gemara, that maybe the sora nasa b'fnim on Yom Kippur is machaper for one or more of those three. And therefore, now the Gemara analyzes and says, how could that possibly be? Frag the Gemara. Haya Voidazora, 3 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Haya Voidazora Hechidami. What do we mean that this korban, I thought, will be mechaper for an Avoidazora sin? Even Mazid, if the person bemazid did Avoidazora, bar katolahu, bring it to Adam, bring him to Bezin, and go and give him, what do you give to him? You give him skila. What are you talking about being kabbat? Elamai, ibishoyi, he did Avoidazora bishoyi. Bar carbon, who? He has to bring a carbon. Which carbon does he have to bring?
Depends on his status, his office.
No,
that's if you're talking about a regular Aveira, then you have the oil of the
Yoyden. No, I'm talking about an Avarzara. It's a Nasi, it's a
okay, very good. Okay, good. What's if it's a commoner, a regular person?
He's a Basira. He's an.
Only a Seira. In Parsha Shalach, you have the equivalent of the oil of the Yoyden that you have back in Parsha's Vayikra, but Vayikra is talking about Avedas generally, and Parshas Shlach is talking about specifically a person who did Avodah Zarah Bishoyi. There is a difference between whether you're talking about the Nasi or you're talking about an individual, but you don't have as many categories, and you don't have Kizbo Seira, it's only Seira. Only Seira. You could look it up in Parshas Shlach. Anyway, so bottom line is, says the Gemara, if he did a B'mezid, he gets Misa. If he did a Bishoyi, then he has to bring his Karm Seira. So what does this talk about? On Yom Kippur, you're going to bring a Sora Nasa Bifnim. Let's continue on. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you what the Havamina was. The Mezid Loi Asrabay, maybe Taka did avoid his Zorba Mezid, but there were no Edom to give him Hasra, and he wasn't a Chover, so you don't have Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that says a Chover doesn't need Hasra, and therefore he didn't have Hasra, but he did a Bemezid. No, what's the din? So I would have thought, Bahavamina, the Sora Nasa Bifnim would be Machaber. Or he did a bishoygig, that he did a voidazor bishoygig, and then he could have, should have, would have brought the carbon of Parshish Shlach of a Seira. But the problem is, loy, he didn't have the idea basov, just like the what we're talking about, the tumas of mikvish v'kadoshav, that he didn't have a yediyah basov. I would have thought it's v'avoyd zori didn't have a yediyah basov. So therefore, kamash v'lon, that's why the Gemara said we have to learn it from a pasuk of mitumayt b'nei Yisrael, as we'll see about that shortly. Anyway, what was the havamina by Gili Arroyas? The Gemara goes through the same analysis again. Gili Arroyas nami, hechidami, ibn meizit bar tolehu. Then he gets a misa chas v'shol. Ibishoyig bar karben hu. If it's bishoyig, then he has to go and bring a karben. What carbon would he bring over here? That would be a regular achatas kibua. And if it's a regular individual, it would be either a kibua or seira. Very good. Zokti imor, the same teretz as before. It's talking about b'meizu v'loy asrulei. He did a b'meizu, but there was no asrur. Or he did a b'shoyi v'loy is yadalei. There was no yediyah basov. So sol kadaita chamina. Maybe that's what the surah nas v'fnim comes to atone for. Now we get to shvichas dam. Same type of analysis. Nami hechi dami ibemezid bar tolu. If he did a b'meizid, he go and gets misa. What misa would he get?
Oh, the regular misa. Misa for ritzicha is
sayev. Sayev, very good. Cherev, shkoyech. That would be bar tolu. Ibishoyev did a b'shoyev bar golasu. That's the whole parish. The whole parish of
Elena Golan.
Elena Golan that we just had. Mesechtes Makis. So he bazei would go to golas. So what do I need this carbon for? And again, the Gemara said, why would I think the carbon of Nasa b'fnim would be mechaper on him? He killed Bemezer, but there was no Hasrav. And he didn't even know about it. In other words, Nebuch, he was cutting in the forest, a tree fell on someone, and then he moved on. He never heard about the fact that this person got killed. He doesn't know about anything. So therefore, that would be the Havamina that the Surah Nasabeth name would be Mechaper on Shvichazam. Inamim, or I even have another pshat. There are a number of exceptions to the rule. For instance, Rashi reminds us it has to be Derech Yerida, not Derech Aliyah, because it says Vayapel Olav Yomois. It's got to be in the Fila and not Derech Aliyah. Or Rashi gives another example. You see the Rashi at the top. Mishiyotze Eben Mitachas Yoda Vihoitzi Haloi Roishoi VeKibla. Person was throwing stones. He looked around. Nobody was around. And then somebody, a wise guy, or a person just didn't know, stuck his head out of the window, or from under a tree or something, and then, Nebuch, the rock hit him, and Nebuch killed him. So it says in the Pasuk, Umatza, so Tumara Pratnam Mamtzias Atzmai, the other person, he wasn't there initially, he was the one that, Nebuch, the victim, produced his head in the middle of this stone throw. So there are exceptions, and therefore, so Kedai Techamina, that the Surah Nasr of Nim comes to be Mechaber. Okay. Now let's continue on the brisa. Omamar, Yochel al Sholish Tumas Haloli Yehisori Mechaper. That's what I would have thought. And in each case, like we just described, either was a mezid without Hasra, or it was Bishoigig and Velo Yisyadale, or by the case of the Shvichas Domim, Derech Aliyah, or Mamtzi Esatzmoy, etc. So I would have thought maybe Taka, that's what the Surah Nasib of Nim is Mechaper. Talmud Loimar! That's why it says in the Pasuk says, the chiper ala kodesh mitum ois b'nei Yisrael. The mitum ois means mitum ois v'loy kol tum ois. So what does that tell you? Continues the brisa. Ma matzina shachile kakosim miklal kol hatum ois. Where do we find the Torah was differentiated between some tum ois and other tum ois? That's the mitum ois. You know where? By tum mikshadoshav, the Torah differentiated from everything. How did the Torah differentiate from everywhere else? Because every other kores, if a person does a bishoygig, what carbon does he bring?
A chatas kibur.
But if a person is over on tumas mishrasha, which if he did it, amazing, we'd get kores, bishoygig only has to bring a oil of a yoyrit. Says more, that's mitumais. We see the Torah is mechalik miklal kol tumas, meaning from all other aveirois. So just like we have a special carbon that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made for Oil of the Yoyer by Mitzvah Shadoshav, Afkan, it makes sense that when it says mitomites, we like kol tomites, that this Surah Nasbethim is also talking about Mitzvah Shadoshav, Divrei Reb Yehuda, but of course it's not talking about Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Besof, because that would be the same as your Oil of the Yoyer, talking about Yediyah Betchila, the aim by Yediyah Besof.
Why don't we add to that mitumos also the being over on Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Eidus?
because they're also korban ve'ola, korban ola v'yored,
liable. Do you ever find in the Torah that it says about shvuas vita or shvuas edus that they are mitumoth, that there's a tumah attached to it? We found three psukim that tumah is attached to. Avodah zarah, kivya royis, shvichas damim.
Because the Torah doesn't attach the language of tumah to that.
If you find it, then please raise it again, and we'll try to deal with it.
This is mechaper, is not tumah, right? Right.
Misim nachamol nachamol.
It's not about the korban.
Yet which korban you talking about? Which korban?
The seir b'fnim.
The seir nasa b'fnim is only tola. That's what the we don't know that yet.
Saying, you're using mechaper.
I know the reason why the Gemara talks about mechaper because the pasuk uses the term v'chiper ala kodesh. So we can't deny what it says in the pasuk. But the brayse at the end says it's not a full kapara. It's only a transitional, temporary kapara. So that if and when the person remembers, it's not an adequate part. He's going to have to bring a brand new carpet. But if he doesn't remember, that will be the final, the end of the line. He doesn't have to do anything more. But we're going to talk about this more on the Amid base. Anyway, so bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know, Taka, that the Surah Nasa B'fnim is Mechaper V'Kiper, or like Bill reminds us, that it's Tola on the Tumais a mikdashav, because since it says me tumais, special, unique tumais. In which respect are they special? Like the Gemara says, my chilek. We already filled in the blank, but the Gemara now fills in the blank with us. My chilek. What does that mean? Ma matzini shachilek akos in the cloud color tumais. The mice oil miyoyin. Ah, so that's why it's taka special. You're right. So it's special throughout the year that a person brings the oil of the yard and not a regular chatas kavua, so it's special in Yom Kippur, the Surah Nasa B'fnim is miyuchad for that purpose. Great Gemara, I can show you a number of other exceptions throughout the year. What are those exceptions? Let's go back to Avodah Zarah. Aim Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also different than all other tumais. Umay chilik, what's that chilik? The Maisis Erev, like Kizba, like we said before, look up Parashishlach, there you don't have the choice between the Kizba Seerah. You only have the Seerah, so therefore it's Taka, Mitomais, different than all other Tomais, meaning all other Averis. That being the case, right, the Yomara, maybe it's Taka referring to Avoidus, Arah. Omer of Ghana, Anan Chilik Lehokel Kominan, Vai Chilik Lehachmiru. What's the Yomara mean? Every time a person has to bring a carbon, there's of course a financial liability. There's a financial sacrifice. Depending on what the carbon is, it could be more, it could be less, but it costs you money. Anytime that you have a carbon tzibur, it doesn't cost you anything except for the machtzah shekel, which you have to pay anyway. So therefore, says the Gemara, the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the Surah Nasa B'fnim to be toila on Yedir B'tchila V'im B'Yedir B'Sof is a tremendous benefit financially to every individual that might have chas v'sholem by accident eaten kodshim etumah or gone to the base of migdish betumah and he has no recollection. Baruch Hashem, I don't have to bring a carbon for that. Hashem is bringing the carbon, or the Aron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, is bringing a carbon tzibur on behalf of everybody. So that's a tremendous kula. Says the Gemara, that's why it's analogous to the migdish v'kadoshav, where we have the carbon oil of Yoyrid, which is also a tremendous financial benefit to those that cannot afford a chatas kavua. Having to go and buy a kizbos ira could be a relatively small fortune, and having to pay instead of that to oifis or being a mincha, of course, is a tremendous boon, a tremendous benefit. So therefore, if I'm trying to go and figure out which mitumois b'nei Yisrael, it's logical that since we're getting a financial benefit with Surah Nasa B'fnim, that I don't have to pay personally, it's probably there's another case of a tumah where Hashem has also given us a financial benefit. Where is that? In the case of Oil of the Yard. Masha'in came by the Avodah Zarah, although it's taka different than everywhere else, but it's not a financial benefit, here's a financial burden. Why is financial burden? Says Rashi, what happens if you go into the carbon store, there are 100 kvasim or kvasois available, but there are only few se'irim, and therefore every se'ira is very, very expensive. So under normal circumstances, if I had to bring a chatas kavua, I'd have a choice. I'd say, okay, what's the cheapest kizba you have? Well, I have 100 kizbas, you can get one for $100. What's the cheapest se'ira? $300. Well, why is there such a difference? Unfortunately, I have 100 kizbas, but there are only 5 se'irois left, and so therefore it's a question of demand. we have a shortage over here, and what can I do? And so therefore says Yimura, I'm Rav Kahana, and non chilek lahokol kamrinan. When I'm trying to find a chilek mitumais that the Torah is mechalek, I'm trying to find where the Torah gave a kula, and that's talking by avoided by the oil of the yoyred, where you have a kula that you can go and bring if you're poor, you can bring a mincha. Bahai, the case of avoided zorah chilek lahachmeru, it's more expensive in case you only have kizbois available and they're very few series.
It's restrictive.
Restrictive. Good. Zokti Mora. Okay, but any yoledes. Let's go and talk about a yoledes. What's a yoledes? Every lady that gives birth, even if she didn't give birth, even if she miscarried, depending if it's with a zachar or a nekeva, 7 and 33 by a zachar, 14 and 66 by a nekeva, but after all of that is said and done, she has to go and bring a special carbon. And by her carbon, initially, if she happens to be a wealthy individual, she brings a keves together with an oif. If she is not wealthy, she brings two oifers. One of them is going to be for chattas, and one is going to be for an oil. So you do not have a third category of mincha, but at least that also has a parish of oil of the yoyred, that wealthy, you go and bring a behemoth together with an oif. Poor, you bring two oifers. Zokti Yomara, so Amy Yoledes, maybe that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that the Sor Hanas Bifnim is going to be Mechaper or Toile for a Yoledes. That just like by Yoledes, we see the Chilek, the Mais Oile V'Yoyred, here too it would go and be Toile or Mechaper on the Yoledes. You'd wonder, what's the Toile? The Toile is that the Yoledes just had a baby, Erev Yom Kippur, or 3 days before, or a week before, she hasn't had a chance to bring her carbon. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, okay, she didn't have a baby then, because you're going to tell me 40 days, 80 days, I'm sorry, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, she's mechuyev to go and bring her, mechuyevis to bring her carbon, but she didn't have a chance yet. I don't want her chas v'sholem to be punished, min ha-shamayin, bring your carbon, no, shnal, shnal, shnal. So therefore, maybe that's what the Sor Hanasa Bifnim is toila on behalf of Yoledes, because after all, she's also a oil of the yoyred person. Om Rav Oishia, that's what Rav Oishia said, l'chol chatoisam, v'loy l'chol tum osam. What means l'chol chatoisam, v'loy l'chol tum osam? That there has to be a chet involved in this tumah. Masha Enken over here, in the case of Yoledes, there's no chet. Baruch Hashem, she had and guess what? That's going to be Rabbi Shimon Yochai. That's going to be the kash in another moment. But okay. on the surface, the lady has to go and bring a carbon, not because she did anything wrong. Quite to the contrary, we congratulate her and we wish her mazel tov and wish her nachas and all the rest. So therefore, says the Gemara, by the fact that it says l'chol chatoisam, so there's got to be a tashtikol chet. Oh, so that's why it makes sense to go and talk about the Mikdash Mikadoshev, which is an oil of the Yoyrid, but there's a chait involved. What was the chait? The person by accident went to the Mikdash or ate Kodshimitor. But Yoledes, no chait. So that's why, Frank Timora, maybe we're talking about Yoledes. So Timora can be talking about Yoledes because it has to be for a chait, the Chol Chatois. Reb Shimon Yechoy di Omar, Yoledes Nami Chaitasi, what everybody is screaming about, that Reb Shimon holds the Yoledes is also Chaitas. Why is she a Chaitas? Brings Rashi here, like Rashi brings in the Chumash, because every woman, when she is in labor pains, the birth pains can be so drastic and so intensive, I'm sorry, and so painful. Yeah, what's your
Twitter?
Severe, that she makes a shvua, I'm never going to go through this again. I can't, I'm not going to survive. So we deem that like her making a shvua, maybe she actually orders a shvua, that's it, never again, not going to do it anymore. So therefore, after that, however, she's going to go back to her baal, and hopefully she's going to be pregnant again. So that's also considered to be chait. Oh, so maybe the carbon asor anasim with them is to take care of your lettuce, which is also an oil of the individual, so there's also a financial benefit, quote unquote. And there is a chait, the chait of that shvua. So Timur Efreg Zekut, but remember Reb Shimon Letame, back in the Braisa, the Tanakama said, how do I know we're talking about Mitzvah Kedoshav? Because it says, Mitomois, Vulai Koltomois. But then Reb Shimon said, Mimkoimaihu Mukhra. What means Mimkoimaihu Mukhra? So if you go back to the Gemara of the Amid Beis of yesterday, about 2/3 down the Amid, Reb Shimon Oim Mimkoimaihu Mukhra. Where is Mimkoimai? In other words, I don't have to import the Mikdash VeKadoshim from somewhere else, based on where did the Torah was Machalik Mitumois, and therefore over here too the Torah was Machalik, and talking about only Mikdash VeKadoshim. The Mekoyim Mokra in this Pasuk itself, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chiper ala Kodesh Mitumois B'nai Yisrael. So which type of Tumois are we referring to? We're not talking about Tumois of Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, and Shvi Chazam. We're talking about Tumois of Kodesh. V'chiper ala Kodesh Mitumois. That there was a failure, a sin, an infraction, a violation involving Kodesh, either Beis HaMikdash or Kodeshim. What type of infraction? We're not talking about Pegel now. We're not talking about Yoytze. We're talking about Tumois. Tumois meant Kodesh. So that's the way we learn it. So therefore, Kuntrib Shimon Yechoy, this whole discussion that we've had now for the last 20 minutes is really not relevant for him, because we're not going and trying to figure out mitumais, which tumais are different than all the other tumais, and talking about it with the No. It's because of this special passage. So Rav Shimon Lishitasa, he doesn't have a problem that it might be a Yiletis, because Rav Shimon Yechoy says, your letters is taka chaitas, but that's not what the pasuk is talking about. The Surah Nasrathim is talking about Kodesh Tumais, Tumais involving Kodesh. Beautiful. I have another possibility. Maybe we're talking about a Mitzoyra, and by Mitzoyra, although the Gemara doesn't say why I'm thinking of Mitzoyra, but Rashi says for the same reason that I said your letters. Because Mitzoyra also, if a Mitzoyra happens to be an usher, he has to go and bring a carbon abayma, and if he happens to be an oni, he brings oifos. That being the case, up the Gemara, then maybe that's what the Torah is talking about. So, Hanasa Bethnim is for a Torah that hasn't yet had a chance to bring his carbonos and its toila on his behalf. Mor gives the same terrors as before. Amar Boisha, Lechol Cha Toysam, Voloy Lechol Tomasam. There's got to be a chait involved. The reason why the Mitzvah is bringing his carbon is because he's a Mechusa Kippurim, he is Tamei. But the Torah says that the reason why we're bringing this carbon because it's Utop Tachat. So that's the reason why by the Mikdash V'Kadoshav there was a Chet, the person violated the Kodshim or the Beis HaMikdash B'Tumah. But here by Mitzvah there was no Chet. Afraid to there's no Chet. What are you talking about? We all think of Moitzi Shemra and Lashon Hara, and that's one of the Shiva Dvarim, 100%. And yes, of course, there is of course a remiss to that, because Metzayir is Moitzi Ra. However, Shmuel Bar Nachmani says that's not the only thing. There are a number of other terrible Averis than the Goyim Boyim. So, if anything, Metzayir is Kuloi Chet. He did all these, one out of, or more than one out of these seven Dvarim. That's why he's a Neged Tzaraz. That's why he's a Metzayir. That's why he's Mechut from Achmeh. So I have a full kiyum of the Chol Chatoisa. So maybe that's what the Torah is talking about. The Sora Nasa Bifnim is to be Toila on behalf of the Mitzayra. Ev the Gemara, no. Hosam Nige the Ichba Chaperle. The Korban Lishta Ruye Bekohol. It says Bekohol on the side, it says Bekoch. Meaning, you're right, the Mitzayra did a terrible chait. When one of these seven, Lashon Hara or whatever, for sure. But guess what? That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu put the Neged Tzaraas on him, and that's why he's going to be Mechutz L'machne for a day, a week, a month, a year, 20 years, because of the terrible chet that he did. But that Neged Tzaraas, that gives him a kapara, and now when he's finished, and Baruch Hashem, v'huva l'koyin, and the koyin sees that Baruch Hashem, v'inei hofach ha-nega es einoi, that Baruch Hashem, no more Neged Tzaraas, then he has to go through the purification. One of the purifications is he has to go and bring his carbon. And guess what? We have a kula vis-a-vis that carbon. What is the kula? That if he happens to be an oisher, he has to bring a behemah. Okay. And if he's a poor person, he brings oifos. So maybe that's what it comes to include. Bekorban lishteruye, here it says bekol, which would mean because until now he's a chutz l'machna, and he's coming back. But that's not clear, because from the Lashon HaPasuk, it sounds like right after he gets the two tziporim, the chayit, the tziporim chayis tohoirois, one of them he shechs, and the other one he dips in, and then he goes and sends it up in the asada, and then it says that he has to be michutz la'aholoi shivas yamim, which means he's no tashu shemitah, but it sounds like he's allowed to come back bekol, so therefore, it's not lishturi bekol, but it's really lishturi bekotchim. If he wants to go and eat kodshim, he cannot do that because he's a mechusa kippur. And that's the gimel of the Masoret HaShasim. It's another girsah. So anyway, so the Gemara is saying is, maybe that's the reason why where the Tumah comes to include the Mitumah is not referring to Mitzvah Kedoshim, maybe it's referring to the Mitzvah. Said the Gemara, no, it cannot be, because the purpose of this carbon is the Chol Chatoisam, is a person that needs a kapara for a chet. And the person who is over on Mikdash v'kadoshim did a chet. So that's what the Sora Nas Mefnim will be titled. Even Mitzayr also did a chet. Mister, his slate is wiped clean because of the years that he was Mechutz L'machana, so there's no chet left. Oh, there's only Tumah left. Only Tumah left. That's not what the Sora Nas Mefnim comes to be Mechaper or Tzolel. So therefore, that question is also resolved. But Frankim of Eiman Nozir Tameh. Maybe that's what the Pasek, the Soren Asabithnim, is talking about. The Nozir Tameh, the Chilek. What is his Chilek? The Maisi, his Karbonis are Taka, not Behemoth. He doesn't have an Oil of Yoyrit situation, but his Karbon is a Maisi Torah B'nai Yoyna. He brings Feigelach. And therefore, we see the Torah was Mekel by him. His Chatos is a Torah B'nai Yoyna. L'chatchila, Nishka, Oil of Yoyrit. So that being the case, maybe that's what the Torah is talking about, we were Mechalik, Lehokel, and that's what the Surah Nasbethnim is. Again, the same character, Ravoshia, Lechol Chatoisim, Lechol Lechol Tumasim. We're talking about that this carbon effects Kapara for a Chait, and the Nazir didn't do any Chait, Nebuch, V'chiyomus Meis Olav, the Pesah Pisayim, Rachman Litzlan, Nebuch, a person passed away, and that's how he became Tomei. But there's no Chait involved, and that's why the Surah Nasbethnim cannot be Toila for the Nozer Tomei. Frey Timura, what about the famous Reb Lozer HaKafar, the Omen Nozer Nami Choytehu, what is the Chet, Shetzir Atzmoy Min HaYayin, Patchiyogetin HaChet, so maybe that's what the Soir HaNas of Afnim, which we bring on Yom Kudosh, comes to be Mechaper or Toilet, Mehalten Daf Ches Umar Aleph, Be'erach Dra HaFertl Fin Oim, Be'erach HaFertl Fin Intu. Right, Timura, according to Blues Akapar, the Omanuzit Nami Tokoitu, my Ikalameimer, maybe it's Taka the Surah Nasa with Nim, is not for the Mikdash Vikadusha, but rather it's for the Nozir Tomek. So will look at Reb Shimon, the Blues Akapar will hold back Reb Shimon, the Omkoimoyu Mukhra, that what's the Mokoir? That the Soir Hanas Bifnim is Toile for Mikdash Vikadoshav, not like Rabbi Hida the Tanakama that says that the Makoyr is Mitomois, Vloy Kol Tomois, only those Tomois that we find elsewhere that the Torah was Makel. So you're saying, oh, so the Torah was Makel by Nusar Tomei. Why was he Makel? Because you only have to bring Oifois, you don't have to bring Behemoth. So maybe that's Taka what the Soir Hanas Bifnim is designed to do, to either be Mechaper or Toilev another Tomei, says the Gemara, no, it goes according to Reb Shimon. In other words, this man, the Omra, holds like Reb Shimon, then Mekoy Mehu Mukhra, that how do I know that it's for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, because it says, V'chipra Ava Koydish, Mi Tumois. What type of Kapora of Koydish? Tumois of Koydish. No, according to that man, the Omra, then the Nozer Tomei has nothing to do with that. We're talking about Tumas of Kodesh, what's Tumas of Kodesh? Either the person went to the base of English Batuma, or that he ate Kodeshim Batuma. With this, we've now concluded that part of the Braisa, and we continue on in the Braisa. Omamar, the Reb Shimon that we just quoted now two or three times, Reb Shimon says, how do I know that the Soir Hanas Bifnim on Yom Kippur is Toilah for Mikvish Vikadoshev and not for other forms of Tumah? So again, the Tanakhama said, because it says, Mitumois, the like called Tumois, we find a chilik somewhere else in the Torah that these are unique. Shimon says, no, you don't need to come on to that very logical, beautiful shot. So Timon Shapik, come Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, good. Shimon, of course, is always Deutish Tam of the Cross, so he's Baruch Hashem, a gewaldige Baldarshan, a gewaldige Parshan, Zachta Heilige Reb Shimon. And a week from today, Reb Shimon Bar Yechui, hundreds of thousands of people are going to go to Miron, etc., etc. So, why did Reb Yehuda disagree? Reb Yehuda, Omalach, Ahumi Boyelei, Kehech, the Ovid Lefnai, Velefnim, Hachi Navid Behechel. I'm very sorry, Reb Shimon. When I see this Pasik, Vachipra, Vachodish, Mitumas, Bnei Yisrael, I interpret this differently than you do. Meaning, the Chibra Kodesh is towards the end of the Seder HaVoide in Parshas Achri Mois in the Hantiga Seder from this week. And it says towards the end, V'chipar HaKoidish, Mitzumas Bnei Yisrael. What means V'chipar HaKoidish? Explains Rabbi Yehuda, until now the Hazuas Hadam of both the Par of the Kohen Gadol and the Soyer of Klal Yisrael, the Hazuas were done Lefnai V'Lefnim in front of the Urna Koidish. And after he comes out, says the Pusik, V'chipar HaKoidish, do the same procedure again now ala Koidish, meaning not in the Koidish Kedushim, but in the Heichal, in the Koidish. How do you repeat that? By now doing the Azoyis in front of the Paroiches, Achas, Achas v'Yachas, Achas Ishtayim, Kim Matzlith, like we always say in the Avoida on Yom Kodesh. That's what the Chibal Koidish is coming to tell you. Oh, Zutimu Amulach, Ahumi Boilei, that Pasik is not Ibrik, a Pasik to go and say, Tumis, Koidish, Koidish, Tumis, no. Chibal Koidish means, you come now into the Koidish and now do the same kapara, the same mazois that you did in line of them. Now do it ala Koidish in front of the prayers. Once you need that pusik for that drusha, how does Reb Shimon now darshan tumois Koidish? Reb Shimon ahu mi b'chein yasa nafka. I am another pusik. What does it say? It's in the same pasuk, but it's the second part of the pasuk. First part of v'chipa al koyim b'tzumas bnei Yisrael, and then it says at the end v'chein yasal oil moed. No, v'chein yasal oil moed means the koydish. Do the same seder of kapara in the oil moed by doing the hazoy sadam like we just discussed. So I don't need v'chipa al koyish b'tzumas. If I learn tzumas koydish. Ah, from Yehuda, v'chay ezok takut v'chein yas. Since it says, I might have thought, I know it's hard for us even to conjure this in our minds because we're so used to one par and one soyer of the two Seirim, one soyer Lashem, one soyer Hazazel. But there was a Havamin Zokti Gemara that maybe, that you should go and bring now a brand new par and a brand new soyer and do the exact same avoida all over again. With the exception, instead of going lefnai v'lefnim inside the Kodesh Kedusha, you got to do lefnim. So maybe that's what the Bechin Yas. If it would be only that pasuk, I'm in the Nesu Parvus Acharim in heaven. Kamashalom, that's why I have the entire pasuk. V'chipra la Kodesh v'tumis b'nei Yisrael. Bechin Yas, take that kapora that I've already...
Same blood,
same carbon, same par, same sar. Repeat the whole thing again, v'chein yas oil moed. So I need both parts of the pasuk. Reb Shimon, v'chein yas oil moed, b'nei mashma. Reb Shimon says, I don't really understand the pasuk the way you did, Reb Yehuda. I think that's a little bit remote that we would have thought that you have to bring brand new karbanos. So I learned, v'chein yas oil moed, the bakal mikol kol, that you take the old par and the old soil, and you do the same hazoy sadam, you repeat it again. So what do I need, v'chipra l'koidish v'tomois? To tell you, tumois shebe koidish. Good. So, t'murevayit omemar, yochel al kol tumois shebe koidish, yei zor ze, soir ze mechaper. I would think on all tumois shebe koidish. What does he mean, al kol tumois shebe koidish? So if you look at the Rashi of yesterday, Zion Umid Beis, Rashi's about three quarters down the Rashi's, yochel kol tumois shebe koidish, the Rashi ben sheyesh bo yediyah, ben sheein bo yediyah. In other words, that this carbon should be mechaper, not only, or vitola, not only in the case of yesh b'diyah b'tchila, the ein b'yediyah b'soif, but even where you have yesh b'yediyah b'tchila, the yesh b'yediyah b'soif. In other words,
it's a freebie. He doesn't have to bring his own carbon olivia all right at all.
So the Gemara is going to talk about
super discount.
Okay, so the Gemara is saying is, I might have thought that since we just said now, maybe it's taka, an oil of the yoyed situation, meaning that we're talking about there was yesh bo yediyah b'tchila, and the yesh bo yediyah b'sof, maybe on that as well, the soyer hanasa b'fnim would be tola until the person goes and brings his carbon. After all, the person can't go, on the moment, I was over this isser, schnell, go to Beis Midrash, go and bring the carbon. The person has other duties and other things that he's doing as well. So I would think maybe Heisor Zemechaper, Tamaloyim Pishayim Lechol Chatoisam. What's the rye from Pishayim Lechol Chatoisam? My new, Yesh Bo Yedi Betchila, the Yesh, that's already the next question. So how did we learn the Pishayim Lechol Chatoisam? So we're probably going to have this again repeated, but we had it in the Braisi yesterday, that just like Pishoyim Einam b'nei karbin. If a person does a pesha, he does a mezid, and pesha is even worse than a mezid, because it's talking about a person with a merida, with spite, chas yisholim, against a heilig of a shef, against a rabbi yisholim. Obviously, you don't bring a karbin for that. You get some sort of punishment for that. Ah, b'shem l'chol chatoizim, zokti gemara, that has got to be, so just like by a pesha, you don't bring a karbin. We're talking about a chait of tumas, mikdash v'kadoshim, that you don't bring a karbin. Masha Enken, if you're talking about Yesh B'Yidir B'Tchila, for Yesh B'Yidir B'Sof, you bring a carbon. Zokti Gemara, my Niyu, so what's your teret? Yesh B'Yidir B'Tchila, for Yesh B'Yidir B'Sof, Zokti Gemara, Hai Bar Karbonu, that has its own carbon. If it has its own carbon, as we've been discussing over the last few days since the beginning of the Masechta, in the beginning of Parshas, the end of Parshas Vayikra in Perek Hay, it says that a person who had Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof and Helen Bin Taim, he brings an oil of a yardit. So how do you even have a Havamina?
Well, we started, like we said, because it's a insurance policy until you bring it.
That's going to be Gemara's teret. Zokti Gemara, Yochol Mirish Chodesh. Now, Yochol Alkol Tumish B'Kodesh. Yehesoy Zemechaper. Even on the Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof, Freitimara, why would I need the Sarah Nas with him? There's a separate carbon which is miyuchad for Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof. But Timura, loitzricha dis yadalei samal cheshkiya sachama. His Yediyah B'Sof took place 5 minutes before everybody's rushing to shul on Leil Yom Kippur, ready to go and start
Kol
Nidre, and putting on the talis and getting ready and saying the whole tefillis and all the rest. I'm sorry?
You couldn't get the animal in credit.
You don't get
the korban in credit. He didn't have money.
It's too late to bring a korban today. So when is he going to bring the korban? He writes it down on his agenda. Mi'at Shem Yir Aleph Tishrei. Right after Yom Kippur, I'm going to go and bring the korban. So it's richa disyadalei samlashkiyasacham. So good I come in Ademaisi until he's able to bring it on Yud Aleph Tishrei Nitli Lay. Maybe it should be Toila from what? Rashi said Mena Yisurim. In other words, for the very same that we said about the Sora Nas B'Fnim is Toila Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yedir B'Sof. Maybe it's so encompassing. It even includes Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yedir B'Sof. So I would have thought. Ah, you're saying that he's going to go and bring his carbon oil of yard, mask him. But until he brings his oil of yard, we don't want him to have Yisurim. It's bad enough that he's going to be fasting on Yom Kippur. You don't want him to have stomach pains and neck pains and nose pains and leg pains. So to make him an Yisurim, maybe that's what the Sarah Nas with him. Kamash Malan. That's why we have this pasuk over here. Mid Pishem L'chol Chaytoisim. That just like by Yapesha, Lav Bar Carbon, this carbon. Sor Hanas with them is also a lav bar carbon. It's not something where there is a pre-existing carbon of an oil of yoyded of yesh b'yidia b'tchila, yesh b'yidia b'sof.
That's only because of the timing. It's not a categorical thing. It's only because of the timing. Because his awareness came so late.
That's the Havamina. In other words, what was the Havamina that the Sora Nasabithnim should go and be toila for a case where you normally have to bring your own carbon?
I see, because
everybody will say, I won't bring my oil of yard, I'll just wait for Yom Kodesh. As soon as Yom Kodesh passes, I'm done, I'm finished. No, mister, don't play around. You gotta go and bring your carbon. So maybe at least our nasir from them is toila. No, it's not toila. The only thing that's toila for it, yesh b'yidia b'tchila, v'ein b'yidia b'sof. How do you know? Because it's like the case of pishem l'chol chatoism, just like a pesha, will never come l'idei carbon, because it's a pesha. Also, we're talking about a chet, which might never come l'idei carbon, because ein b'yidia b'sof. But if yesh b'yidia b'sof, it has to bring a carbon. It has to bring his carbon, oy leviyot. So that was the havamin, and the Gemara goes and rejects the havamin. And let's continue weiter in the Brice. Omamar. Minayin sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila, ve'in ba yediyah b'sof, shesoyer ze toila. Minayin, how do you know that it is toila? Frey Timura, Maika Kashale. We've been going through this whole Brice in detail for the last 45 minutes. We have already excluded any other possibility. It's not coming for Avodah Zarah, not for Shvichas Domim, not for Gilya Royas. It's not coming for a Yeledes. It's not coming for a Metzayit. It's not coming for a Nozir Tami. It's not talking about your normal Oyle V'yorid Yesh B'diyah V'chil Yesh B'diyah B'sof. So then, what are we left with? Me Tumais, special Tumais, which are different, that the Torah is Mechalik from all other Tumais. So, That's what it's coming. It's I don't understand what your question is. That's what we're talking about. A carbon. A pesha doesn't have a carbon. No such thing. It's a chameizit. Oh, see, to a chesed, there's no carbon. So, aim a mapshoim the labane carbon li oilam. Afchatoim the labane carbon li oilam. That there will never ever be a carbon. Which is that case of mine, you know? Ain by yedib et chila, v'yesh by yedib esof. Just the opposite. Not the yesh by yedib et chila, the ain by yedib esof, but ain by yedib et chila, the yesh by yedib esof. What does he mean by that? He means that ain by yedib et chila, if he didn't have a yedia from the very beginning that he was over on Naveira, and now he has a yedia at the end, says the Gemara, that is not a bnei carbon. What means not bnei carbon? A regular individual does not bring a carbon oil of a yodid for something like that because there was no yediyah betchila. It has to be that there was yediyah, halam, and yediyah. Ain by yediyah betchila, v'yesh by yediyah besof. No, there's no personal obligation to bring a carbon. What in fact is mechaper for that? That's going to be the next shikul gemara miyat Hashem, but that's what we had in our mishnah that the soir hanas bechutz is mechaper on the ain by yediyah betchila. So maybe that's what the Sor Hanas Bifnim comes to be toile. When he remembers, if and when, Bar Karben Hu, aim loyalitly. And therefore, says the Gemara, what the Gemara is really doing is to doing Ashtikal Venahapachu. Like the Gemara is going to say in another three lines.
Yom Kippurim, so.
Yom Kippurim, oh, very good. So, what's the Benhapachu? In our Mishnah, we learned, what we've been learning for the last 45 minutes, is that if a person has Yesh Bo Yediyah Betchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah Besav, the Sor Hanase Befnim is Toila. Ein Bo Yediyah, the Yesh Bo Yediyah Besav, then the Sor Hanase Bechutz is Machaper. Pray to Gemara, since by the Soyer Hanas Bifnim, it uses the expression, and from that we learned that Pesha, just like Pesha, you never bring a carbon for that. And therefore, this Chet as well, you wouldn't go ever bring a carbon. So it's more Mistaver that we're talking about a case of the Ein Boyedia Betchila, the Yesh Boyedia Besof, where there's no carbon. The Torah doesn't require you to go and bring a carbon. So maybe that's what the Sora Nasa Bifnim is Mechapin. Not on the case of Yesh Bo Yediyah Betchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah Besof, where there is a good chance that eventually he will remember. That's what the Mishnah said. It's Toila Adi Vodale, until he realizes it. Oh, so that being the case, maybe Taka, the Sora Nasa Bifnim, doesn't cover that, because a Pesha never bring a carbon. Here too, you never bring a carbon, but if Yesh Bo Yediyah Betchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah Besof, the hope and expectation is that he will eventually bring a carbon. Same way lately. V'chitayna, maybe you're going to go and tell me. Ein b'yediyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yediyah b'sof. That's the Sor Hanas b'chutz v'yem kippurim machaper. That's like we said, that's the other carbon, the Sor Hanas b'chutz. The Musaf, yeah. It's all k'day t'chamin, as it's more nepech mepech. The question that I'm asking is that the Nahapachu question. Let's switch it. And let's say, because of the fact that Sora Nas Bifnim, he uses this expression, that just like a Pesha never has a carbon, the Schet will never have a carbon, so presumably we're talking about a case where Ein Bo Yediyah Betchila, V'yesh Bo Yediyah Besof, where there is no carbon required from an individual. And what are you going to go and do with the Sora Nas Bechutz? Punk Fakert. The Sora Nas Bechutz is going to be the case
tola,
of
the Tola one.
The Tola one, that it's going to be a Yesh Bo Yediyah Betchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah Besof. That's what we should say. Make Aben Ahapachu. On Makro, that's why the Pasuk says, L'chol Chatoisam, Mechlal de B'nei Chatois Ninu. B'shem L'chol Chatoisam means that there is a Miyat Hashem going to be a way to bring a Chatos. The B'nei Chatois doesn't mean B'nei Chatoim. Since B'nei Chatois means this is the type of violation that the person did, that is a B'nei Chatos. Where is that Chatos? That although now it's Yesh Ba Yediyah Betchila, the Ein Ba Yediyah Besof, and because of that he's not bringing Karmachatas, He doesn't remember, no recollection. But it's mechlal b'nei chatois, meaning that if and when Yetashem, he does recall that he did it.
Potentially it can be cleared up.
It can become a chatos. So it's the type of pesha, which is not a pure pesha, never carbon. It's b'shem l'chol chatoisam, the type of chatos, there might in fact be a chatos. When would that be? When he gets the yediyah b'sof. Oh, so it had to be yediyah b'tchilah. Temporarily, ain't be a diyah b'sof, but in Yad Hashem, there will be a diyah b'sof, and then he'll be nei chatois.
If he didn't have a diyah b'tchila, and a diyah b'sof, why is it a pesha? He didn't know. It's not a spiteful.
We're not calling it a pesha. We're just saying, why does the Torah use the expression pesha to go and say, just like a pesha is lav bar carbon? You never find the person who did a mezid who brings a carbon for kapara.
Right.
You got to give him pech or do something, but you don't bring a carbon. Here too, we're talking about a situation where currently there is no requirement for a person to bring a carbon. Why is there no requirement?
Because he doesn't even know that he did something wrong.
But in Yad Hashem, when he does know, then he'll bring his oil b'yoyrin. So it's b'nei chatois ninu. He is in the parasha of chatos. But he doesn't know yet to bring it. Yet Shem tomorrow, next month, next year.
The Sierra Nasa b'chutz.
Correct. That's mechaper.
It's mechaper, not Torah. It's mechaper. Full kapara.
Right.
I mean, you think the guy should be? He's totally off the hook. He should have been aware, but he wasn't.
He didn't say the law is no excuse.
He didn't know whatever. Maybe not to share it. But at the end, he did. It's just like somebody chela. He didn't know.
He thought of Shimon, but then he used to bring a...
Presumably the svara is, of course, we have to have Reb Shimon here to be Doyish Tama Dikra, but presumably that the pshat is, if a person has Yediyah B'tchila and he's Tomei, he should pick signs in his whole house and keep it in his pocket. Remember, you are Tomei. Don't eat kachin. Don't get him a drink. And then, Taka forgot, mask him, but it's a shtickle pshia, because he should have remembered and he should have... My wife, tell me, don't forget.
It's a negligence, not a spiteful act. It's
very
a,
good.
More a poshea.
Okay. Beautiful. It's a pshia. Nishka poshea, it's a pshia. Mashenkin, the person, anybody did. He didn't know they was tummy. Go and tell him, don't eat kachim for the next 25 years. Maybe your tummy. Why my tummy? So it wasn't even on the radar screen. Okay, Freiti Moriyat. Good. Now that we've gone through this very long explanation of the Braisa ended off like it says in the Mishnah, that the Sora Nasim Bifnim is Toila. Why didn't they give a full Kapara? Just like the Sora Nasim Bechutz L'Moshul. Iksim Mecha Tosam Kirka Amis. Hashadachsiv L'chol Chatosam. It's like we said a moment ago. L'hanaf the Osul L'klal Chatos. L'chol Chatosam Nigmor is Hashin Word L'chol. Like it says L'klal Chatos. And what it's saying is that although temporarily you don't, exactly, temporarily you're not bringing a carbon because you don't have the idea. However, you're in the parasha of the Klal Chatosam, that this chait may eventually be upgraded or mature into a chi of chatos. When will that be?
When you have the idea.
So since you're going to bring a chatos at that time, so what is this chatos doing now? It's only being toila and not being mechap. Who needs the toilet? What do I need that for? I'm going to have to bring my carbon tomorrow, next year, whatever. What is the toilet going to help me? If eventually he passes away without ever remembering that Chas V'Shalom, he didn't bring a carbon that he ate, Kodshim B'Tomer, he went to the Beis Midrash B'Tomer. With this Baruch Hashem, it's not just toilet. As a result of this carbon, the slate will be wiped clean. Oh, so that's what the purpose of the carbon is. So it's a temporary taliya, but ultimately it's a final kapara if this person never remembers. In Mace, you're talking about Nebchas, the person passes away. Misa Mamarakis. Misa will be Mamarak. Of course, Misa doesn't take away all sins, but it will take away a sin where the person had no recollection. You can't have a tan on a person. Why didn't you bring your carbon oil of the yard? I didn't know I had a carbon oil of yard. I didn't know that I ate kachim bitum. I didn't know I went to the basement. So the misal mimarik. So what do I need the carbon for?
What's the difference between achashayin and mechaper? Lama tola. We already explained that it's tola for yisurin.
And for the mar el amar Rav Azot, brother Shai, together with Rav Pishnayim, Edim Yakum Davar, Lagin Olam and Ayisurim. How did we know that? Because we all learned it before and we remembered.
You told us it's going to come at the end of the
Shabbat. Exactly. Everybody asked about it. At the end of the Umid, we're going to get to it. End of the Daf. So it's Lagin Olam and Ayisurim, meaning that theoretically, from the time that a person is Mechuyev a carbon until the time a person brings a carbon, Kadosh Baruch Hu Tatana. Why aren't you bringing your carbon? Schnell! Mr. Chabal Choyv, you owe me a carbon. Don't waste any time. This carbon, Anas B'Pnim, is Megim Al Yisurim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu won't punish him for that interim period until he brings his carbon. Okay, the next Shikul Baruch Hashem is easier, if you will. We're now going into the Sora Anas B'Chutz. We're moving from the Oyla V'Yarid, which was Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yedir B'Sof, Oyla V'Yarid. Until now, we spoke about the Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchila, the Ein B'Yedir B'Sof, and that's the Sora Anas B'Fnim is Toila. And now we go to the Ein B'Yedir B'Tchila. That's the one we're going to now. Ein B'Yedir B'Tchila, the Yesh B'Yedir B'Sof, that's the Sora Anas B'Chutz V'Mekburim Mechaper. A combination of the two together. Frank Dimar, Mechte is Chushi, is Kishla Dodi, V'Nechaper Pnimi Adidei V'Adachitzoin. What's the Gemara asking? Mechti, there's an hekish between one and the other. Now notice, our Gemara doesn't bring that hekish. But you have the v'chuli. Whenever you see v'chuli, then it should light up in your mind. We're leaving out some key words. That's 99% of the time. And what are the key words? If you go back to the Mishnah just for a moment, on Dav Beis Amid Aleph, what did the Gemara say? It said about the korban hanasa v'chutz. That's the Musaf from Parshas Pinchas. What does it say? Going down just a little bit more than halfway the Mishnah. It says in Parshas Pinchas, Mulvar Chatos HaKippurim. If you have the number one Torah or Shalem, Sirizim Echad Chatos, Mulvar, this Sora that we're bringing in Parshas Pinchas, that's besides the Chatas HaKippurim. Which Chatas HaKippurim? The special Sor HaNas B'Fnim, which you bring today on Yom Kippur. It's beside that. Now, why did the Torah have to tell us beside that? We learned Parshas Achri Mois. By the time you got to Pinchas, you should remember that you learned Achri Mois again. So that being, you can tell me you had a Yedir B'Tchila, but you forgot. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, well, Yedir B'Saf. Okay. But the point is, what do we need Mavantas HaKippurim? So it's a Hekish. Amash Zemachaper, Zemachaper. That they both have bottom line, the same inyan of kapar. Ma panimi ain machaper al adobash yesh bo yediya. Just like panimi, when it says machaper, it really means toilet. Adobash yesh bo yediya, that there was a yediya b'tchila. Afachitzen ain machaper al adobash yesh bo yediya. Where was the yediya? Not the yediya b'tchila, but the yediya b'sof. So therefore, we have an effective hekish to tell you that both the soir hanas b'fnim of Parshas Achri Mois, of tomorrow's davening of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the Sora Anas B'Chutz, the Musaf in Parshas Pinchas, they both come for the same purpose, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev. And in each case there was one Yediyah, but not the second Yediyah, because if there would be two Yediyahs, you would call it Oyel of the Yoyrid. So what's the difference? The case of the Sora Anas B'Fnim, it was the Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein B'Yediyah B'Sov, and therefore it's Toila, because it's Yet, right? And then when it's Sora Anas B'Chutz, just the other way around, that Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, the Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sov. And so therefore this hekish that the Mishnah says, Amash Zemachaper, this has Yediyah, this has Yediyah, it's not exactly the same. It's the same that in each case there's one Yediyah, but Lamaisa, here's Yediyah B'Tchila, and here's the idea of Bisaf. Frey Timara, I love this hekish so much, the Mulvad Chatas Ikipurim, that you're makish the two together. Mechti Eskushi Iskish, Lahadodi, Vinikap, Nichaper, Penimi Adidei, the Adachitoin. Let the Penimi effect both kapars, or at least a Tlia with a kapar, both on Yesh Bayidi Betchila, the Ein Bayidi Bisaf, which it is Taila, and let it also take care of that it's mechaper. Why did it do both? So you're going to tell me. So then the Nasa, the Sora Hanasa B'Chutz.
It's unemployed.
It's not going to have a job anymore because we already took care of it. Sora Hanasa B'Chutz, what are you doing? I'm going to take care of the Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, the Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof. Sorry, we took care of that about an hour ago. That bill has been paid already. So what do you need it a second time? Then Afkimin Lehechad Loi. Avad chitzayin, in a case where there was no chitzayin. Why didn't they do a chitzayin? Says Rashi, they didn't have enough se'irim. Look in the middle of the Amid, Rashi. There was a seirim shortage, and you couldn't get a seir.
The korban store only had, literally was only a lot of kvasim, no seirim.
Or maybe a lot of seir rice, but they didn't have any seirim. So we're stuck. What are we going to do? So let this seir hanas b'fnim affect both. Omakra skonish. Achas, achas v'yachas. No, what's the achas? If you look at the Torah Oresh, I mean, our Gemara is all the way in the right-hand corner at the very top. V'chipra la kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael b'pishayim l'chol chatoyisam. Number two. V'chipra aharon, thank you. V'chipra aharon al karnoyisam. Achas b'shono midam chatas ikipurim. Achas b'shono. Notice the Pasuk says a second achas b'shono. I'm only bringing it to your attention because we're going to get to it in another moment. But in the meantime, it says in the Pasuk, V'chipra aharon al karnoyisam. Achas b'shono midam chatas ikipurim. Then achas b'shono yichap. Okay, so what do I learn from the achas b'shono? Getting back to our Gemara. Kapara achas mechaper. The soyer hanas b'fnim only affects one kapara. Which kapara is that? The tliya of Yesh by Yediyah Betchila, Ve'en by Yediyah Besaf. Ve'en Mechabesh, the Kaparis, it doesn't come to tell you two, it only comes to tell you one. So that's why it's not Mechaper both for itself. Ve'ad Chitzoy, Achas no Ein Zap. Freiting Mora, Ve'nechaper Chitzin Adidei, Ve'amaydi Oved Panimi. Why don't you go and now reverse the question and say that the Chitzoy now does both? Taka, the Surah Nasa Bethnem, you're right. Achas only does one Kapar. But maybe the Surah Nasa Bechitzon, that's Bechutz, it should go and do both. Adidei, what's the Adidei? Ein Ba'yidea Bechila, Ve'yesh Ba'yidea Besov.
And also Ein Ba'yidea
Besov. And also take care of the Panimi, where Yesh Ba'yidea Bechila, Ve'ein Ba'yidea Besov. And now you're wondering, what have I accomplished? I have already taken care of the Yesh Ba'yidea Bechila, Ve'ein Ba'yidea Besov, by bringing the Panimi. What am I accomplishing by bringing the Chitzon? And saying, it's also for that purpose. Shkoyach, what did you say before? The bill has already been paid on that. What do I need to have a chitzon? So, Timur ben Afkimina, the tumah de'ira bein zeh lezeh. What happens if there was a tumah that occurred between one and the other? In other words, there was a yid in Klal Yisrael that unfortunately went.
He didn't eat Kodesh, but he went to the Beis Hamikdash.
All right, exactly. When unfortunately he became now tumah. After the panimi was already brought, panimi is done, finished.
He stepped on his sheret.
Now you're going to ask me with issue, without issue, he touched it with his fingers, so we have no problem. Yeah. So now what's the issue? Because you don't wear
barefoot on his.
You don't wear shoes on. Well, maybe socks. Is it socks? Is a mafsika chitzitza? Okay, so putting all that aside, he touched the sheret, and now he is tameh. And he had taken a break between Shachris and Musaf, right? People go home a little for a few minutes, and now he went back, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, Bituma. How are you allowed to do that? It was a hellum, he didn't know. So there was a Yesh Ba Yedea Betchila, Ve'en Ba Yedea Besov, so maybe the Korban Hanas Bachutz should be Mechaper on that as well, or at least be Toila as well. Oh my God, that's why it says in the second part of the Pasuk, the same Pasuk that we said before, Achas b'shon yechaper lav, kapora zu, this kapora that is affected by the Sur Hanas b'fnim, the Sur Hanas b'fnim, this Pasuk Sur Hanas b'fnim, this kapora that the Sur Hanas b'fnim effects, which is on the Yesh b'yedir b'tchila, the Ein b'yedir b'sof, loy tehei el achas b'shona. Only one carbon does that. So I have two achas b'shona. The first Achaz B'Shona tells you that it only is Mechaper on one thing, not on two things. Right, so therefore it only does the Surah Nasa B'Nim job. Right. But maybe there's another carbon, the Surah Nasa B'Chutz, that does the same job. Oh no, this is the only guy, the only Sawyer that does this form of Tliya. And that is of this, that Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yedir B'Sof. And don't even ever have a minute that the Chutz Sawyer does that. Because Kaparazu, Le Achaz B'Shona, only one carbon can affect that Tliya. And that's a Surah Nasa Bifnim. And with this, Rabbi Yisai, we have concluded for today. Shekoyach, all of your active participation and help.